into the CHGO Bears podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Please use code CHGO when you sign up. What's going on, Bears fans? Adam Hoge, Mark Carmen, Nicholas Moriano, our number nine balloon.
Nine.
Lawrence is here producing.
What's up?
A lot of angst before the show today.
I'm ready.
A lot of unhappy people in here.
I'm ready.
Get ready.
Fight.
Fight Tuesday.
It's going to be a brawl. What's up, Raz and Shan, on a brand new project today? People calling me weak on Twitter because I'm not out there with you. 15 years walking the steps at Soldier Field, Wrigley Field, Comiskey Park.
What are you talking about right now?
There was a Braggs guy. He sent me a tweet. I woke up to, you want to trade jobs today? And then everybody got in there and said, Carm sucks and he could never do the work that Braggs does. And then I had to push back on my toughness.
Whoa.
I did yoga yesterday. I was in. Tell me that.
It's not the greatest defense of.
Yoga's tough, though.
Yoga is the toughest that you could possibly do. I swear to God. Okay. I don't know how people
flexibility.
Do
it. I'm going to go ahead and say Brick Lane's tougher.
Eh. Dude's tweeting all day. How hard can it be?
He does tweet a lot.
Shout out to anybody who's doing Brick Lane other than Braggs.
Shout out to Doug Van Dorn, who says he potentially tore an MCL or ACL in his shoulder.
What?
Oh, no.
Doug, that's terrible.
That's, yeah, feel
I
better,
have to
Doug.
Fold some. He did it folding laundry?
No. He still has to fold the laundry, but his arm hurts because he thinks he tore something.
How'd you do it? I mean, that's...
Sup, Mubs?
Man, that sucks. Hopefully...
Yo, Jaden.
You better.
I'm just saying hello to everybody on the chat in the audio world.
Well, all right, a couple things on the agenda today. Carmen and I, at some point by the end of the show, will fight about
everything.
Last night's sporting menu.
I actually, Braggs says, let's hear Carm's beer here call. I do want to hear that.
You want to hear the beer?
Yeah, how did you do your, yeah. I don't remember you.
My number one, I didn't really have a call for the record. I just would hold it up and I would stare at people and I would demand that they buy from me.
Yeah, that's
good.
I
would like literally just point the cans at people like, you know, you're here to drink and not watch this terrible baseball team. Let's go. But outside of that, I was, something along the lines of let's go, start the night off right, Bud Light, who's ready to go? Bud Light, start your night off right, live your dream, let's go. Who's here to play the game? Who's here to live the dream? Something like that.
I'm buying from
sold
her.
That yep, was my, I'll take
that
it
was
too.
My game.
Okay.
And I would give, back in the day, I would give like the, you know, when the Oregon would play at Wrigley and they would play different rando Cubs songs, I would do trivia. If you can name this tune, I'll give you $1 off this beer. Name this tune, dollar off. You can believe that I did all this, right? And people just wouldn't know, like, Men in Blue. And I'm like, you suck. You should not be allowed in the park. Who's the starting? I would also trivia. I would throw trivia people. Who's the starting pitcher today? You don't know. You don't belong here. Let's go.
Wow.
Out the door.
You did this at Wrigley?
I did it at both.
Yeah.
But more so probably at Wrigley.
Yeah, because there's the one thing you can say about Sox fans is the ones that are there probably knew the answer to that question.
See, that actually is not true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. You
Here we
speak
go.
From you. You I worked the left field bleachers. They don't even turn around and look at the field on a Friday night out there. They just get hammered on the concourse.
Okay.
Hammered.
Oh, that's true. On the concourse. Yeah, those people up there.
Hammered.
Yeah. They, that's
like,
fair.
You think they drink more? No, they don't. Left the bleachers at Comiskey, when it's rolling, no bigger drunks. I used to sell upper corner at Soldier Field, and that place, they would like literally threaten to throw me off of the balcony if you didn't get their beer up to them. I'm like, dude, do you understand how steep this is? Do you understand that it's 12 degrees out? You're gonna have to wait there. Benedetto, you would not have survived.
I just have a quick beer thought at the stadium before we get into Bear stuff. And that should have been a Goose Island call, first of all.
The goose
is loose.
The goose is crushing.
Who wants the goose?
Goose is crushing at the ballparks. Absolutely crushing. Yeah. Not when I was working, but now it is. I wasn't there for the goose.
Why is every beer now at the ballpark, like, the size of this water bottle? And it costs like $14.
Stop buying them.
No.
My point is,
hot sunny day.
Yeah.
I don't want a giant ass can that I have to chug because it's going to get warm in
Excellent
2 seconds.
Point.
And
Excellent
don't
point,
call
Suzanne.
Me out. I bring koozies with me. Okay? They still, it's hot. It's the summer. I would much rather pay $7 for a beer half the size.
Agree.
And also, beer vendor, point. You'll probably get double the tips because I'm going to tip you the same, and now you get two sales out of it instead of one.
Is it to
it's
limit
not the beer vendor's fault. I get you. It. Thank but you. They should be advocating for this, too.
Is it to limit the trips? Because yeah. you're only going yeah, to like one big, right? I don't know.
Sure.
But that's the other thing, and I know that's not the vendors. Post-COVID, there's like... What would you say the percentage of vendors actually at games anymore? Like
it's down
a quarter of what it used to be.
But they're, yeah. All I know is that they're the fun part of which not really was that fun, but the skill part of vending. Let's say it like that: the crack and a pour and getting it out quickly. It's now it's just here you go, here you go.
I still remember I was in Jacobs Field back in it was in 2000. In the year 2000, I was on a good old... What am I doing right now? Sorry. I'm trying to get myself on screen here for this. Oh, there I am. I was on a baseball trip, and the guy had set up like this electric can opener, a double. So it would basically... He'd put two cans there, and it would just rip off both tops of the cans, and then he'd just pour them both
in. Too much time.
No, it was fast and amazing.
Well, if it's a fast can opener, I got it. But I mean...
Wow, that's high
I'm just
tech.
Telling you, the
Very
quick dudes, boom, 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 double. I
in mean, the year 2000. Martin Ochoa wants to get us in the football with this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
999. Where would you guys rank Fields' receiving group among the NFL? Moore, Mooney, Claypool, Kmet, and Tanyan is definitely the best the Bears have had in a while. Thanks, guys. Bear down.
Good chat, Martin. I don't know.
Best in the NFL. I think of like the Dolphins being up there, obviously.
Yeah.
Cowboys are still up
the
there.
The Bengals are definitely higher than the Bears.
I'm just thinking, Minnesota's collectively? I mean, you have Justin Jefferson.
Minnesota's ahead of us for sure.
They lost Thielen.
But you have Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson alone is better.
Okay. Detroit has...
Detroit's got a good group.
Yeah, St. Brown and then...
Jameson
Williams. Mm-hmm.
I'm on Russ.
I don't know what Tampa Bay is going to be with Godwin and.
I'll say this. I think they've gotten themselves the middle of the pack at least, and now they got to prove it.
That's a great.
They got to prove it,
Martin. You just give me my assignment for the rest of the day. I'm gonna start compiling number of catches and yards, and we'll see technically where they actually
now,
rank.
Is that during the show while they're trying to talk?
No,
to you
that won't be during
later?
The show. That
okay.
will be
homework.
That's homework right checking. There. It's a great question. Good work. You deserve a raise for whatever you do.
I also just have to bring up this comment about someone called your shoes air lawnmowers, which I think are just.
I'm wearing these are my go to Hokas right
Hokas
now.
They're so comfortable. I want to get a pair of Hokas.
And yesterday was the blue and white polka dot. Today I'm going with a black polka dot combo spinarooski, and I feel good about everything that's happening here. So, but I think we should talk football. And
you had your. Pants rolled up to your knee right before the show started.
People are getting into the socks. I got to keep on. I got to
sock game. I'd
sock
okay.
game.
I like yeah. I got sock game. Yep.
I mean,
I thought people were way too hard on you for your hair on last night's show.
I saw
it was
people,
one person, yeah. one
Braggs.
Former friend of mine.
Wow. I don't know. Steven got on you too.
Oh yeah, Steven did jump. Steven, that guy.
Steven.
Okay. All right, you guys wanted to talk about Deontay Foreman today.
So this is meant in not as a negative to Deontay, who if he's watching the show, because I think he absolutely has a chance to be a very solid contributor to the Bears, and I hope he has a great season. But I think it's worth underlining when you look at what polls. Was willing to do with Foreman as to perhaps what he'd be willing to do in other spots. Deontay Foreman in his time in the NFL was shuttled back and forth from the practice squad to the active roster. He suffered a torn Achilles getting into the end zone. He suffered a torn triceps, so he's been injured. He's been back and forth, and he was also, in one of the times he got cut, was because of... that he needed to grow up. So we've had injuries, we've had attitude, And, you know, we have video from last year of him getting himself kicked out of a football game, getting in a spat with Marcus Davenport of the Saints, which I think we can play. Or are we allowed to play that? I don't even know if we're allowed to play that.
I don't think we are.
Yeah. I mean, we're maybe not. It's we're sharing via Twitter here, so we're going to...
Yeah, so whatever. You can find it in your Twitter land.
Here's
and
what.
Nothing... And by the way, in that situation, I can't... When I watch it, I don't know what Davenport did wrong that set him off. Where he threw it.
Davenport hit him first.
It's like a little...
It's like a side slap, but he did hit him first.
We don't know what was happening, you know, the previous two quarters, too, right? And, like, maybe something... Look, just escalated there. Who knows?
He went open hand to Davenport's helmet. It wasn't not a great choice.
Well, look, two things about that. One is I don't think that stuff's going to fly under Eberflus.
No.
So that's just something that's going to have to be dealt with. But two, my only problem with that video is stop punching guys with their helmets on. It's stupid.
Never smoke.
How many times do we have to talk about this? It never makes sense. Stop punching people with... helmets on.
There's an area right in the ribs there if you don't want the protection.
They're not going to feel it, and you are. It's going to hurt your hand.
In hockey, it's the dumbest thing because now everyone wears the visor too, and these guys will just punch each other with their bare hands into a helmet / visor. It's like, why? What are you doing?
Never made sense. Never will.
And again, doesn't make sense. He's got a 1-year deal for $3 million. It's not the number 9 overall draft pick. But I do think on some level, it's like, oh, Poles is making a bet on somebody who he likes the talent, who hasn't had a perfect past, who's perhaps grown up a ton. He's had a lot of tragedy in his life. He lost a child. His father passed away young in a vehicle accident at 47, you know, relatively recently, that he used as motivation to get himself, take himself to the next level on the field. I mean, a lot going on there. So it's kind of a redemption story. Mm-hmm. And there's just at least 3% of me after our conversation yesterday that's wondering, like, well, would he be open to the biggest redemption story of the draft in Jalen Carter? Probably not. But I do think it's interesting when you look at the entire history of Foreman as to how that perhaps might play into the chances that Poles is willing to give guys down the line.
And to kind of go to what the headline is, Adam.
Yeah,
and like
Adam.
The fit.
Yeah, Adam.
I think that's what we were talking about.
Well, why don't you read the headline?
Yeah, let's read the headline real quick that, you know, Carm and I kind of collaborated with here. What does Deontay Foreman signing say about Chicago Bears general manager Ryan Poles? And again, it's a 1-year, $3 million.
Yeah, I don't think it says anything. I think it says he gave a flyer contract to a guy that whatever red flags you guys are throwing up here are very, very minimal. And you could cut him in August if there's another one that pops up. And we already saw this story play out last year with Byron Pringle, Matthew Adams. Wasn't there a third one? Didn't three of his 1-year signings come up with issues in the first?
Trying to think of the signings.
It really doesn't say anything different than what Ryan Poles has already done.
I mean, Byron Pringle,
this is a very minimal risk.
So Byron Pringle was doing donuts in a car with his kid in there that... That was the weirdest press conference ever. Matt Adams had, what was his situation?
He had an unregistered firearm in the state of Illinois.
Right, okay. These things happen.
Someone help me out. I think there was one more. And they were all guys that Poles signed on 1-year contracts.
Was it Nathan Peterman?
It probably wasn't Nathan Peterman.
It didn't hurt or help the Bears at all. And it was not a big deal.
And they're probably, all not here now. After a 1-year deal. I can't think of the last one. But I think also, but it does say that he is willing to give guys that are going through something, have faced adversity at some point in their playing career or their life, that they're going to give him a chance. That's what he's kind of done in that free agency, this free agency.
Bragg says Cram has more red flags than Foreman.
I don't like Bragg at all.
I love that he's calling you Cram.
He's trying to push Cram. He's trying to change my name, and he's trying to make my hair a thing.
Cram it in your cram hole, LaFleur.
Whoa. That was a lot.
It's from Dodgeball.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. That's right. Okay. Okay.
Jesus. Sometimes I feel like I'm on an island over here.
You are on Hogue Island.
Hogue Island's a great place to be.
It's not as good as
neighbor.
Duke Island.
It's not as luxurious as...
Duke Island.
It's Duke Island, but it's close. You know, Duke Island's this big, huge resort, island. Mine's a lot smaller, but it's still in the nice, nice weather, nice thoughts, peaceful.
Nice thoughts.
Skokes and Rob Schwartz both threw it in there. David Moore. Is that the third guy had weapons charges?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He didn't do anything.
I don't remember David Moore at all.
Derailed the season.
Yeah, I was like.
That, but just completely derailed the whole season. That whole, what are we doing here?
Well, but hold on. First of all, shout out Charles Barkley, my guy who's in my phone. First of all,
what?
That's what he's, don't you know that, do you ever listen to Barkley? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you ever listen to Barkley, they do. When you're not listening to the CHGO Bears podcast or CHGO Bulls or CHGO anything, Barkley's podcast with Ernie Johnson is excellent, and they have a segment on there called First of All, and it, because he says it all the time, First of All, and it's hysterical. But so first of all, when they signed Byron Pringle, he hadn't done the donuts yet. Same thing with Matt Adams. These things, they didn't have that information. So they do have the information.
But what has Foreman done wrong? He had some maturity issues early on in his career.
He's had both maturity and injury issues, and in the moment on the field issues. I'm not saying that he can't be on the roster, shouldn't be on the roster, or anything. I'm just pointing out that he has all this, and they signed him. So, would he, in theory, sign an elite talent like Jalen Carter? By the way, I'm on record saying that they won't do it. And we did that yesterday, and it's out there. So, and I'm going to be shocked if they do. But I do wondering aloud here, if you're willing to go down that thing, how far would you go for an elite talent? This is the balancing act.
It's risk assessment. And what you're talking about with Jalen Carter is a much, much higher risk.
Correct.
Correct. And I don't.
So you don't take anything from it. Okay.
Well, here's where I do think you're on to something that's worth discussing. And that is, they didn't re-sign David Montgomery, mm-hmm. who Ryan Poles is on record as saying he loves, which you had a problem about last week. Don't say you love a player if you're not going to bring him back.
On a 3-year deal for $18 million.
Yeah.
11 guaranteed.
What I'm trying to tell you, both can be true. He could love David Montgomery and also feel like, there's this other guy that has similar stats, and I can sign him for 1 year, $3 million. So there's some business there, and I get it. But what I am getting at, where I think what you guys are trying to bring up here, it could be somewhat relevant, is David Montgomery was in many ways just like, and
perfect
guy in that locker room, mm-hmm. With all the football attributes that I think Deontay Foreman has. Like when I've heard, and I guess small plug to the Hogan Johns podcast, we had Joe Person on this morning, and he talked about Deontay Foreman along with DJ Moore and PJ Walker. But you know, he loved the guy. He's like, this is a tough, hard-nosed running back, same thing as David Montgomery. Not necessarily going to make people miss a lot, you know, with wiggle, but he'll run through you. So similar to David Montgomery. Although I would actually say David Montgomery can make guys
more
miss
wiggle, yeah.
in small spaces. And he's not going to run away from you. Honestly, Foreman probably has a little bit more burst to get away. So maybe there's a plus for Foreman. But so if you're going to bring up some of the, I don't know, what sound to me like very minor maturity things that he's worked through in his career. And I do think this is kind of a cool redemption story, which it, to me, is more so relevant in the now. You know, I wonder about the fit a little bit, but I think it's fine. I don't think it's
very timely. The Bears just actually released a story, another chapter in the comeback story. After being sidelined by injuries early in his career, Deontay Foreman is looking to continue his resurgence with the Bears by the great Larry Mayer. So, and fits what we're saying here.
Oh, can we get Larry on the show? Is Larry allowed to come on?
I don't see why not.
I think we should get Larry on.
I agree.
If we can get Larry Unleashed.
Larry Unleashed.
Larry Unleashed.
Until Larry turns into Larry Unleashed when he comes.
Larry needs to be unleashed.
Podcast.
Larry is bottled up over there. let's give Larry a forum to just unleash the Larry. He doesn't have to tell. We
Larry,
can even. You can
we
talk.
Do lunch with Larry on Tuesdays and Larry Unleashed on Wednesdays
with Brax.
Larry might be the most underrated talent in the entire Chicago media. Nobody respects Larry to the level that Larry deserves. Larry, I'm taking my own issues on. I'm projecting myself onto you right now. It's a little uncomfortable.
He was telling me last time I was at Hell's Hall, he's like, you know, when I started covering the team, that's when the Packers started getting good. So we're like, Herb and I were like, Herb Howard, so you're the reason.
Oh, it's definitely Larry's fault. $5 from Yoshino.
Hey, you can read this? I thought you couldn't read this because of your glasses.
I'm struggling.
You're doing a great job.
I believe it says Team Hogue all the way. Ha. Is what that says. Right?
That's a weird right way there. To say yeah. Fishbane.
It might say,
close, right?
It might well, say Fishbane or Fishman.
So, yeah, Jesse threw us $1.99 to say Cram for president, which
thank
I thought
you,
was
Jesse.
Great. And then there's been a lot of Team Carm and Team Cram versus Team Bragg. So now, obviously, Yosh going with the Team Fishbane all the way. Remember that guy that used to super chat us about Fishbane all the time?
No one gets more love on a show that he's not on than Kevin Fishbane.
Yeah, go fish. And Fishman!
Fishman's a great guy.
Fishman and I had some good texting pre-Northwestern this weekend. He sent me the expect victory. I expected. It didn't work out.
March Madness.
We'll be back.
They could have won that game.
They could have. They absolutely could have.
Just make some shots.
Yes.
Big tank. Correct. I'll follow that.
All right.
Wisconsin, Oregon.
So, hey, and I look forward to reading the article on... I'm excited for your run. Keep going. I'm excited, and maybe. I'm excited for Deontay Foreman to read Larry's piece, and the redemption story continues, and his comments about, you know, he's not coming here to take a backseat to anybody. He's ready to, you know, come in here and compete and be the guy. Good for you.
Northwestern purple right there.
I do like a little bit of humility every now and then, but that's fine. You shouldn't be taking any backseats. I'm with you, Deontay. And you're moving forward in your life, and you're coming to Chicago. I do wonder. I guess they went for the premium running back, but you know if they loved him so much, if he was going so well in Carolina, you could add him for not a lot of dough versus paying for Sanders. But they decided to go for the big time running back.
Well, and that's a fair question. You asked me that before the show, and it sounded like from what Joe Person told us that new head coach. It's a new regime there. They're starting over. Style-wise, they wanted somebody more like Miles Sanders, and they paid for Miles Sanders.
Good running back. Very good running back.
Yeah, I think that's your answer. And so, and like, I mean, the way we see running backs bounce around, I mean, what do you think they're saying in Detroit right now? Well, why didn't the Bears want to keep David Montgomery? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, it's just these – sometimes I think we overthink it a little bit.
Well, that's what they pay us to do.
Come with these running backs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we've talked this through.
Feel better?
I feel moderately better.
I have a prediction I'd like to make right now that by September 20th, does that put us into week two? I think.
Double checking.
Deontay Foreman will be Mark Harmon's favorite player.
I'm not ruling it out. If he plays well, I will give
because
him all the love.
Because apparently he is candid in his interviews, and that's pretty much the only qualification.
You got candid interviews?
So don't you think it'll be like whatever camp, like a week into camp? September might be late.
Good point. July 30th.
There you go.
Carm's favorite player.
When does the schedule come out?
I'm excited.
NFL schedule date? Like
May.
2 weeks?
May, yeah. I think
3 weeks? A month?
Do you know what month it is right now?
Not really.
Wait, Nick, what day is it?
Today's Tuesday.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, it's March the 21st.
I messed
okay,
that up
got
yesterday.
It.
All right. Let's talk about DraftKings. I love DraftKings. Nick told me this morning he put a bet on the Eagles to draft Bijan Robinson.
Yes. That was before the whole like pre.
Who posted on Instagram last night? He was in Philly. So lock it up.
Yeah, don't. That's definitely going
to
lose.
By the way, CJ Stroud, speaking of DraftKings, has rocketed to the odds-on favorite to be the number one overall pick to the Carolina Panthers. We're talking so much about Carolina today. And, of course, they got the NBA no-sweat same-game parlays. The Bulls are reversing a recent trend, which is, you know, it used to be if the Bulls were winning, you could bet against them and usually be right. And then, obviously, that didn't work against the Nuggets a couple weeks ago. Now they're on a 3-game winning streak.
He's gone.
I'm right back.
For For those of you listening,
make that bet.
You can go on DraftKings right now and bet on where Carm is going right now. No, you actually can't do that. But we love DraftKings, and you might want to get your MLB bets in. Maybe Carm will actually watch the World Baseball Classic tonight for once.
Doubtful.
And that'll be a fun game. I'm assuming USA is favored tonight, but I'm not sure, because actually Japan was favored going into the tournament.
Japan hasn't lost, right? I think they're undefeated.
I saw 5 minutes last night. It was exhilarating.
Don't patronize us. Download the app now. Sign up with code CHGO. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with code CHGO. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Huge game tomorrow night at the United Center. How do you get tickets for Bulls and the Sixers? The red-hot Chicago Bulls winning games in double overtime, the best sporting event that was on television last night. Well, you can download the Game Time Tickets app. Download that Game Time app, just like 15 million people have done, and you will be getting the best seats in the secondary market for you to attend Bulls and or Blackhawks and or concerts and or shows, whatever you need. But I am looking at a nice solid upper level. You can get in for $116 for a pair in the upper level, but I'm also seeing a nice little 12th row behind the bucket. Get yourself a little premium lower level. Those are going for about $150 for Wednesday night, Bulls, Sixers. And, I got Bulls, Blackhawks, Cubs, the Ice Hogs, the Red Stars, the Wolves. I got the Quad City Steam Wheelers on my Game Time app. You know, if you want to make a drive out there. WWE Raw for you, Lawrence, perhaps?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Absolutely.
See my guy, Kevin Egan.
If you love CHGO, you're going to love Game Time. If you want to help us both out, buy your tickets through the link in the description. We appreciate it.
Quickly, shout out to me, Enrique, $2. Thank you, sir. He says, Team Law on the draw. Let's go, Super Bears. Thanks, Enrique.
That's huge.
Much appreciate it.
Let's go.
And then I like this guy's avatar, or lady, I'm not sure. Forte Inch Ditka, as opposed to 40 Inch Ditka. Forte. $4.99. Carm, it's pretty clear you don't like polls or fields. Just admit how you actually feel instead of constantly taking jabs at everything they say or do.
I think it's a great super jab.
Forte Inch Ditka. That's aggressive. I don't know what you're talking about. We had Ryan Poles on the show. All I did was smile at him. Kind of, if you go back and watch that interview, it looks like I want to kiss the guy. And when Justin Fields walked by us in the Super Bowl, I gave him the dab. I love Fields. So it is not true what you're saying, Forte Inch Ditka. Bears. Thank you for your chat, though. Very much so.
I don't want to hear you ever say that.
That was
name again. Just don't
it's
like
a good
that.
Name, though. Good handle. Good jabs. Handle. It's no jabs, Forte. We're talking about decisions and what's happened and a little processing. I think it's good for all of us. By the way, the car mailbag coming up here in segment 3.
Do we have that ready?
I think we do.
Let's go. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Are we doing that now or
no
later?
Okay. No, segment 3,
okay.
I believe. All right. Now, there's some draft stuff today, some draft developments. And no, it's not the Fishman drafting 2 Northwestern Wildcats in the most shocking development of all time on The Athletic.
Good job. Stay true to yourself.
Cam Mitchell and Adetamoa.
Where does he have Mitchell going?
Like, first overall? No, I think 5th round or something.
Be a good pick. I'm surprised. I like Cam Mitchell a lot, shockingly.
76% chance that Kevin Fishbane is watching right now, too. Ooh. So.
I like those odds.
Drop some likes if you want Kevin Fishbane to start contributing to the chat.
I hope he pops up in the chat.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Why does he never come on the show? Does he not like us? Is he not allowed? What's the story?
No, he's allowed.
Well, this is
so he doesn't like us.
Athletic, he just doesn't like us.
All right, well, we're going to have to rectify that situation. That dude needs to be in here.
He's watching, like, almost every day.
Well,
a good fish.
We should talk to him.
We had a live studio audience yesterday. Come on, Fishman. Let's get in here. Be a live studio audience. Maybe just jump on a mic.
Too many people like Fishbane.
Why? What?
Everyone loves him. It's kind of annoying.
What's not to love?
Excellent point.
Fair question.
It's just annoying. I'm jealous.
Name one thing not to love.
I can't even think of one thing, honestly. I can't.
Yeah.
It's too cute.
He's too cute.
All right, so Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, he has Peter Skoronski going to the Bears at number 9 in his latest mock draft. He says, I love this pick for the Bears. Skoronski would be an immediate upgrade at right tackle for Justin Fields.
So
he's got him going to right, to the right side, to the left, to the left, to the right.
Jeremiah, I wouldn't mind talking to him right now, too. Let's just start at the top here. If they drafted Peter Skoronski, are they moving him to right tackle, or are they leaving him where he's played his entire college career and moving Braxton Jones over? Let's just say, for argument's sake, they do make that pick.
No inside information, just my gut. I think Skoronski goes to the right.
Okay.
I think they really like Braxton Jones.
That's probably accurate.
And the arm length thing becomes, and again, I'm not obsessed with it. I think he's going to be good wherever he plays, left, right, wide receiver, wherever you want to put Skoronski.
You do it all.
It's a little bit less of a concern if he moves over to the right.
Just, you know, doing the old offensive line shuttle in my head here. You'd be drafting a guy in the first round who played left tackle and moving him for a guy that you drafted in the fifth round who played at Southern Utah. Now, they do have one thing in common. They both won one football game in their senior year.
Not a lot of winning. It's all right.
Well, maybe that's the secret to success.
Find players from losing seasons. Well, you know, maybe somebody should ask Braxton Jones about that right tackle thing. Perhaps we'll get an opportunity to do that at some point. I don't know. Nick, what do you think they'll do?
No, I mean, if that's the move, and I Daniel Jeremiah is one of the best in terms of knowing these prospects, always prepared, and if he thinks he can make the transition to right tackle, it's the biggest hole on the Bears roster, on the offensive line right now. You just don't have anybody right now playing that position. And, you know, maybe if they had signed Mike McGlinchey, obviously that would be filled, but they didn't. So if Peter Skoronski can get drafted at 9, you're doing that to play tackle. He can play on that right side. I like that move. I think that's going to give Justin Fields the best option to be the best version of himself as a passer if you can get a quality line in front of him. So you're addressing a need, and that would be an upgrade.
All right. Now we got some stuff from Mel Kiper Jr. I saw this come across the you guys are going to have to help me out a little bit with the notes we have in our rundown, but he's got him at 14 overall.
Top prospect by position is what the article from Mel Kiper was. So by position, again, just putting the guys up there.
But didn't I see that it has him 14th overall on
the
overall big board?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Adetamua Adebore, friend of the program. He was on last week with us. Welcome to the big board, Mr. Adebore, and welcome to my new mock draft as well. This is from Mel Kiper. He had an incredible workout at the combine, and people I trust in the NFL believe he could go somewhere in the top 15 picks.
What?
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
While he didn't produce huge numbers in college, 9.5 sacks over the past 2 seasons, he played most of the time as a defensive end. His numbers could make a leap if he moves permanently inside, working as a 3 technique. Adebore's physical attributes are off the charts, and defensive coordinators will want to work with him to see if they can get him to his potential. You know what's funny is right before the show, I was watching actually the some tape on Adebore against Ohio State this year. And first play, he's at 3 technique, and he draws a hold. And then a couple plays later, 3 technique, he does something good too. And then like the next 2 series, he's at D end.
Going against the tackles that are going to be drafted.
Going against those 2, you're talking about definite first-round pick, maybe a second-round pick with DeJuan too. So... And I'm like, okay. I mean, I agree with those that are saying he projects better as a 3 technique.
Yeah, and like Daniel Jeremiah also tweeted this out earlier. This draft is fascinating when it comes to traits versus performance. Adetamua is like the perfect guy for that.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have the stats to back up being a top 15 pick. But it's the traits, what he did at the combine, Senior Bowl, his pro day where you're, now he's apparently a first rounder, according to Mel Kiper. So it's nuts that he's, again, there's such a large spectrum of where Adetamua could potentially go, but...
This might be a little unfair, but Northwestern had one of the best defensive coordinators in all of college football who was there for 50 years, and he retired.
He was a little hyperbole there. He wasn't literally there for 50 years.
No, he was a coach for 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was with Northwestern.
That's what I was just clearing.
He was with Northwestern for a decade.
Mike Hankwitz was the GOAT.
And helped out a ton of guys. And then
the reality is when he retired, the defense took a significant drop.
Significant.
Backwards. Step backwards.
So Hankwitz was the man. Great guy, too.
I mean, their hire after Hank was just insane.
Right.
Just an insane hire.
So, and then they hired Jim O'Neill.
Which is a random dude that was on the Raiders staff who was never...
He was a random dude.
Just like, what are you doing?
And Pat Fitzgerald doesn't move on from anybody quickly. He lasted two seasons and got fired after this year. Jim O'Neill, by the way, was very nice to me, for the record.
Sure is a nice guy.
Yeah. So, I think you can make a very fair argument that the last 2 years, Adetamiwa was not getting elite coaching from his DC to set him up for his next endeavor in football, and he still was successful. So, for whatever that's worth...
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. I don't think the defensive line coach changed, though, right?
No, but they changed their scheme. They... Got a lot. I mean, there was a pretty large exodus off that defense. Two guys transferring, Brandon Joseph going to Notre Dame. I mean, you saw people coming out of there that.
Yeah, the Cats haven't been losing. Marty Long's still the defensive.
Yeah.
Marty Long's had some success with guys like Joe Gaziano.
Joe Gaziano's a good player.
Dean Lowry and Tyler Lancaster. So.
And Dean Lowry was a fourth round pick and wasn't used.
I'm just trying to be fair to the coaching at the same time.
Maybe that's
because I think we tend to do this. We go overboard both ways. Like the reality is, teams are going to have to make a tough decision here on a guy that is testing out of his mind.
Just no production.
And I think there's enough on the tape that you could still like, but man, to see the rise if he really goes top 15,
I doubt it.
I feel like day two.
I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised first round. I'm with Nick. Day two.
Day two.
Wait, you say he has him first at his position?
No, I think Jalen Carter is pretty.
He can't be first at his position.
I mean, in the notes you put in here, it says number one, Adetamua.
Shout out, by the way, to Aaron Owens, who apparently is back at his all-inclusive today and is just getting hammered again.
It's his last day on vacation.
Is this the last day?
Yeah.
The fact that we know that it's Aaron's last day on vacation is huge for all of us.
He said it. He mentioned it.
I'm sure he did.
Where is he?
Aaron, where are you? Let us know.
I think he's in Mexico. Is that right?
Duke Island?
Is he at Duke Island?
Could be.
Maybe he is at Duke Island.
By the way, my mom was trying to figure out who the Duke is.
Yeah.
She was doing some internet research.
Okay.
And apparently... you know how we have Julie here in Illinois? You call Julie?
Yeah. Yeah, before you dig holes.
In some states, it's Duke, and the number is 811.
Ooh, so she called 811?
No, but she was like thinking, like, does he run the company? And I'm like, I don't think that's true. But she's on the hunt for Duke Island.
One of my favorite people of all time, whose name will remain nameless right now, he, in his effort to pick up... girls back in the day, his move was to call 411. Remember when you would call 411 to get information of like phone numbers?
Don't look at Nick when you say that.
So his whole rationale was like, if you're sitting home alone and you got nothing to do and you need someone to talk to, you dial 411, someone will pick up. And he would just hope that it was a female, and then he would try to find their location. And one time he actually got it done, where they met in a parking lot. 411.
Aaron Owens.
Duke 811. Duke.
Aaron Owens is in Cancun. He says he wishes at Duke Island.
Wow. They met in a parking lot.
Why don't they meet at like a restaurant?
What do you do at a parking lot?
Why a parking lot?
I don't know his exact...
I don't want to know, actually.
I'll have to get him on.
The, like,
Don't get into the minutia of that amazing story. That's a great story.
Dude picked up someone.
It
up
is, but it's like
he picked up someone up 411. That's an incredible accomplment.
As we talk about
just the judgment there. Yeah, let's meet in a parking lot. That doesn't sound like I'll get murdered.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Go to the Goose Island. That would be a better call. Meet at Goose Island.
Benjamin in the super chat world here. Thank you, Ben. I'm obsessed with the idea of Cansey. Seems to be more of a sure thing than double A. Trade back from 9, snag him, get another pick from it, too. That'd be nice.
Well, and that's where I'm – well, my head's spinning a little bit on this Adebori stuff because, like, from the jump Cansey to jump Jalen Carter, also is it – It top 15. So, I mean, is that a situation where the Bears are sitting at 9, they can trade back? Would Bears fans be okay with that if that's the move? They trade back to, I don't know, 16, and they get them.
I mean, with all due respect to Bears fans, of which I am one, who cares what we like? If we'd be okay with it? Would Poles do that? Would Poles be that bold?
That's a huge risk. I mean,
but is it a bigger risk than Jalen Carter?
I mean,
everything you know about the two, they could not be more opposite from.
Exactly. One's got the tape, or more of the production and the stats, but the character issues. At Tamua, like, character issues are off the charts, but, you know, the stats don't back up, right? But he does have flash plays in his tape, so I don't know. Both a risk.
Fascinating.
Both a risk.
He's going to draft one of the linemen and or, I don't know.
Doug and his potentially torn MCL in his arm, in his shoulder, says, if you manage to draft both Van Ness and Adebawor, how the hell do you say his last name?
Adebare. Adetamiwa Adebare.
Which do you play at 3-tech and which at edge?
If you manage to draft both Van Ness and Adebare, well, I think we're all in agreement.
Inside.
That
Yeah, Adebare is your 3-tech, Van Ness is your end.
That's another weird one, too, with Van Ness. The dude never started a game at Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa, their seniority.
Okay, does it matter?
Can I go on a rant about Iowa right here? There's just so many, like, Iowa's, like, just, like, the little kid that just pokes you. Like,
whoa.
No.
Whoa.
And there's so many little things like that. Like,
you got three Hawkeyes sitting here.
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to go in right now. Like, you had your pro day yesterday, and you don't open the workouts to the media.
Yes, that was.
Van Ness didn't talk to the media.
Riley Moss didn't. So it ended up being a good idea that I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because it would have been pointless.
Like, it's an opportunity to show off your program. What are you doing? They act like Iowa's, like, New York Yankees, where they got to protect every little secret. It's so weird. And that's what I'm talking about. They just do weird things there. You got to admit this, guys. You have to admit this. Like, apparently Van Ness, and I'm okay with this. Like, okay, fine. They had two seniors, I think, at defensive end, and they technically started all the games. And
he had more snaps.
Van Ness ended up playing more snaps. Just put your best players on the field.
It's
Come on. It's D1 Big Ten football. What are we doing here?
Bad job.
They still run an offense from like the 1970s. Like, they're just stuck in their ways, right? They're stuck in their ways. That's how they do it. And
it's just weird Iowa bubble.
Yeah. Real quick, Mel Kiper, Jalen Carter's number one on that thing, on the list of like position rankings.
Okay.
So it's not.
Who's number two?
Number two, we have. So Will Anderson.
Number two. Wait.
This is all positional rankings. And Adebare, out of all the positions, came in at number 14. So now he has Bryce Young at number 3.
You're saying that weird. So it's all players.
Mm-hmm.
When you say positional rankings, I'm thinking.
That's what he has it listed at. It's like
okay.
Top with the position.
So it's
position
his overall
rankings.
Draft board.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Carter's still number one.
Still number one. Will Anderson, Will Anderson 2, Young 3, Will Levis at 4. Okay, now this is getting weird. CJ Stroud 5, Richardson at 6. Devin Witherspoon, number 7. Christian Gonzalez, 8. Bijan Robinson, 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe C, $4.99. Which pill is harder to swallow, drafting Carter and him being a bust, or passing and watching him be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Ooh, that's an intriguing question.
Yeah, which pill?
Drafting Carter and him being, or passing?
I think it's the second option.
No, I think it's the first would be worse. Because in the second scenario, you could still draft a really good player.
Yeah, but you also passed up on him. Passed up on a Hall of Fame player, he's saying, in this one.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of a good comp for
way
this.
Way worse if you draft him, Joe, because then you could have had somebody who would have contributed. Instead, you took a big swing and you look like an idiot. By the way, I'm trying to get us somebody who could speak to Iowa in a very intelligent way who's embedded in the program. Don't know.
Brian, there's 15 Brian minutes Ferentz. Left of the show.
I know.
We can get your mail back tomorrow.
I know we can, but I want to do it now. We'll see if it happens.
I also like that he just asked me quietly to like Slack him the information for the eCam link, which is literally the same every time we do it. And I went into there, and the last four messages from the production team are that same link.
That's awesome. I don't know if it's always the same. Now I do. I'll never awesome. Do that again.
All right.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm trying to think of a good... There's actually not a great comp from 2017, but like if you're the Panthers and you passed on Patrick Mahomes,
okay,
but you drafted Christian McCaffrey,
okay,
isn't that still better than had you drafted Mitchell Trubisky?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yes. Well, I mean, for doing that,
you pass up on the Hall of Famer, you still have a chance to draft a very good player. If you draft the bust, you just have a bust, and you still don't have the Hall of Fame player, or even a really good player.
Right?
Yeah, it's an intriguing question, but that's how I'm going to answer it.
Listen, if they pass on him and he goes on to have a great career, I would just say congratulations, and I would get why Poles did it. Hopefully if they draft him and he's a bust, we're all going to be sitting there like, dude. Yeah, did you not pay attention to what was going on?
All right, I want to hear this car mailbag thing.
Before we do, though, I have to tell everybody about FOCO, and then we can get to your car mailbag. Chicago, you already got the best coverage for your favorite teams, so get fitted out in the best sports gear around. FOCO's got you covered from Soldier Field to the Front Room, north or south side, with hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, and everything in between. Get decked out like DeMar with apparel from the leader in sports merch and collectibles, FOCO. Looking for the perfect gift for the football fan, basketball fan, hockey fan in your life, FOCO's got you covered with hoodies to fight that Lake Michigan breeze. Check out FOCO.com or click the link in the description below for all non-presale items. Use a promo code CHGO for 10% off.
Okay, so I would just like to say thank you as we get into Karma's mailbag for everybody who's been reaching out lately. We picked out a couple today. Apparently...
Well, let's lead into this mailbag. We're done with ads, only three today? Usually there's four. There's three? Okay, great. Enrique said, Karm's voice to mimic Bragg's is now just his regular voice.
That's not true. Raz and Jen is definitely different.
And then Leonidas was defending you earlier. He said, I like Karm's hair. If only more people had
Farm's hair.
Karm's hair. Ugh, God, this.
I like Farm's hair too.
No, he said, I like Karm's hair. If only more people had Karm's hair, we would have a bigger, confident world with less violence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. I mean, that's
good for the middle guys right there.
That's some deep stuff right there.
I mean, thank you. I'll just leave it at that.
Bears on Kauai 499 says, born and raised Iowa boy, Waterloo, Cedar Falls area. Time to end the Fran/Ferentz era. Also, Boiler Fakers. Yes, Fran could get the hell out as far as I'm concerned. Ferentz, he just seems like he's going to be there until he's gone. But if he could really get rid of his kid, that would be nice.
I just want to point out that Bears on Kauai is my favorite person.
I know.
He
the best.
Understands Iowa and got the hell out of there and went to Kauai.
Amazing.
I just want to be him.
There's some great Waterloo, Iowa athletes, of which none of them I'm sure of who they are, but I just remember different.
They're so good, I can't name one.
I just remember dudes coming out of Waterloo. Bear on Kauai maybe knows. Was Jim Bartles from... I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Cedar Falls is, of course, the home to the Unidome, right? Northern Iowa?
Yes. And Cedar Rapids is 30 minutes from Iowa City.
That's where I would have flown into.
Cedar Falls is a little further.
I don't care.
Passer, yeah. I went to a game at the Unidome. It was fun.
I can't say that I did. That's tremendous. I saw I saw the Hawkeyes play DePaul in the NIT in the Quad Cities, which is the closest I think that I could come to claiming a Unidome. That was when Joey Meyer was coaching DePaul.
Joey.
And I want to say Jess Settles was running around.
Oh, one of his 73 years there. All right, you want to get to the mailbag? Let's get to
the
mailbag.
Sure, let's do the mailbag.
I was 1-5 in games
first
I've seen.
First one from Shelby is quite a lot of words, so go ahead and get to this.
So Shelby writing in, hey, I listen to every episode of the CHGO Bears every week. Big, big fan. You, Carm, are my favorite because every outrageous Bears take I have, you say out loud. But Hogan's my second favorite. But you have every right to give Braggs hell because Purdue could never compete. It's still brick by brick, though. Bear down, Super Bowl 2025. And then I got my guy Think Tank.
I'm sorry, this is a separate one?
Yes, so Think Tank is separate.
Like,
yeah,
like when I came over and asked you like which is which, then you just kind of...
I thought I was clear, but apparently I wasn't. I'll take the loaf. Think Tank. Carm, keep your head up, buddy. Think about how much clout the 57 Sanborn jersey will hold when he becomes a Bears legend. I want you to wear that jersey with pride. Think Tank, don't you worry.
Wait, but I was getting tweets yesterday that said TJ Edwards is wearing 53 now.
Yeah, let me check the roster.
But I don't... Yes, is it confirmed or...
Where's Tony Medlin? Let's get him on here.
Right?
I don't know. I was confused by it too.
Anybody with the Bears right now who might know this, text me, please.
So, on the roster right now, I don't see TJ Edwards with his number. But
well, it used to say they were both listed as 57.
Now, okay.
Oh, it's a college program.
Well, 53 is now a Philadelphia Eagle, is he not?
Nicholas Morrow is going to the Philadelphia Eagles now. Yep.
So.
Jack Sanborn's still here on 57. So.
Hey, we wish Nicholas Morrow luck with the Eagles. Nicholas Morrow was a first-class dude here. 1,000%. I'm a big fan of Nicholas Morrow.
The Bears won that trade, trust me.
Well, they better.
They better.
It would be bad.
So we don't know what. Well, here's the thing. The reason why I thought Sanborn would stay 57 and Edwards would go to 53 is because Edwards wore 53 at Wisconsin.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Sanborn's still has 57
there might
on the
be
roster.
Hope for you, Carm.
Sanborn's not giving up 57. That number is already. They're already working on the statue over there at Arlington Heights Soldier Field. All right. Well, who's next on the mailbag?
Well, just real quick, Bears on Kawhi answering about Waterloo. He says, home of Gable, Dan Gable.
Oh, wow.
And then he says, Cocky's on Kawhi.
Let's go. Let's go, Bears on Kawhi. Cocky's on Kawhi. I'm so in for some Cocky's on Kawhi.
Duke. Let's just. Come on, Duke. Coming with a huge super chat, we could all go to Kauai.
Yeah, let's
together.
Go.
I'll be there.
Without the Duke, we
just make sure you
are in deep trouble.
Just add a little extra for per diem.
Yeah.
In the history of like mottos and a way to live your life, has anything backfired more than brick by brick has for Braggs in the last week?
Guy's such a fraud. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you're not?
It's just the phrase brick by brick was literally what Purdue did that entire game. I'm just saying that really backfired on him.
Yeah. Well, we saw, like, the highs and lows of brick by brick. The shirt, you know, being unveiled. That's the high. And then the game that Purdue had, the brick by brick.
It was brick by brick.
So
brick by
they had the balance. Game. We talked about in After Dark. Greg needs some balance. That did it.
Get that shirt, though. CHGO Locker hoodie for diehards only, so become a diehard. Mine is ordered. Did you guys order yours?
I got the hoodie on the way. Yeah.
Shirt.
Okay. Hogue went big with the hoodie. Braggs, I was only willing to go T-shirt for you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a lifelong Chicagoan, and I know that we still have 2 more months at least of hoodie weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do.
At least.
So I went hoodie.
We do.
Big Dave wore shorts yesterday. I thought that was... He's like 50 degrees wearing shorts. I was like, it's freezing.
We can't all be Big Dave.
When you have the amount of energy that Big Dave has, you don't even need clothes.
That's true.
Dude's so hot. That guy's just ready at all times.
Let's go back in the mailbag for the third, even though I thought this was the second because he didn't differentiate between the two.
Here, Carm, Lawrence is not over it.
Nope. Carm, I just want to apologize. I have tweeted at you a couple of times and wrote some things during the show that I feel what came off as mean-spirited. I don't want you to be that. I don't want to be that person. And so I just want to say that I am sorry. You're doing good work, and this is not the character I need to be showing. Keep doing good work. Thank you, Morty. This is from my guy, Morty. Hey, nobody needs to apologize for any rude things that they have said about me, and I think you should, or what you would consider rude. Bring the hot takes. Bring the hatred. Bring the real. Whatever you're feeling in the moment is okay. Right, Hogue?
Sure. Okay, this is one of my favorite. First, that's. I had a moment like that with somebody last summer. I remember. Like I mentioned what they said on the show, and then they immediately like tweeted at me to apologize. It happens. I get it. It's okay. I do enjoy though, because this happens quite frequently on Twitter. I'm not talking about Morty anymore, or any of our commenters. It's more of a Twitter thing, but they'll respond to something, like, in a very aggressive, attacking way. Like not even necessarily at you, but because they think you're not going to see it, and then when you realize that you actually saw it, then they're like, they immediately apologize. I wouldn't have said that if I had known you would see it. Yeah. I was like, well,
come on. Yeah, we have all the comments right here.
Maybe just don't put that into the universe.
Yeah.
About right. Being a nice person.
Listen, yes, that, and just in my own world here, like, I've been doing radio for a long time. I've been doing some TV for a long time. This audience is a different audience than anything that I've ever experienced. You all are diehard, invested, you care a ton. It's a lot different than talking to Susie on WGN Radio. I'm just saying. I appreciate the passion of this.
I miss Susie.
Oh, Susie's so relaxed. Anything you say, Susie loves you. That is not the case with Bears fans. That's okay. No, we appreciate the passion, baby.
312-591-7200.
All right.
Number?
That is the number. Familiar.
That
is
got the, it? That is still in a memory bank?
Yes. That or no, it might be. Line? I think it's 981. I don't know. They don't let me do anything over there anymore.
300. Empire.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
People are writing you novels.
Yeah, is this one or
this is from
two?
Techno. This is one. You have instantaneously become my favorite Chicago Bears commentator.
What was that word?
Instantaneously?
Okay.
Did I say it wrong?
I don't know. Maybe I heard it wrong.
I hope I didn't say anything wrong. Based on you asking reasonable questions, says who's going to rush the quarterback? That was a good one. Or who is going to play tackle? On the following podcast, and he had the link there. What should be the next free agency move for Chicago Bears GM Ryan Poles? Indeed, we heard the same hype around Arturas, and they are a borderline disaster. The Bears have loaded up on positions with low-value safety, guard, linebacker, and don't have all pro players at the most important positions, QB, three tech, edge, cornerback, offensive tackle. Until they have great players at these positions, it doesn't matter. That's from Techno.
More football?
I think we've all been asking that question, Techno, a little bit here as to the offseason, but also, you know, brick by brick, moving along here, giving Poles some leeway here to do it at the pace that he thinks is right.
See, I think what people are missing, though, is a jump right back into football with that mailbag there is, yes, Poles has made additions at those positions that aren't necessarily the top. But he also hasn't overpaid any of them. They've been draft picks or they've been guys where he feels like this is a really good player at this position, like Tremaine Edmonds. Not the highest paid Mike linebacker. Just a good value is how they viewed that. And I think that's okay because you still need 11 players on the field. And the best teams have
quality players
at all of those. So I think what he said last week is if you spend too much time worrying about getting your three technique or offensive tackle, you might miss a really good player that is still at a position that you need to have that you can make an upgrade at.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think the word, again, is patience. I know it's hard, but just picture in your brain right now, if the Bears draft Peter Skoronski, he's your right tackle. How are you feeling about the O-line?
A lot better. Feeling a lot better about it. There's still questions. People are moving around, but I feel better.
Solid.
Let's say they draft
Tyree Wilson.
Let's say they draft any of those top three offensive tackles in the first round.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then this Mel Kiper buzz today is a little overblown. Adetamua still there in the second round. They draft Adetamua in the second round. Now they have their offensive tackle.
And the three tech.
Or how about this? How about they make a trade? They draft Lucas Van Ness at D end. They grab, now they have an early second round pick, and they pick Cody Mauch to play right tackle. And they still get Adetamua Adebore. So they just got their defensive end.
Trenches.
Like,
looking good.
And right now I'd say that it's very likely that's where they're going to be addressing the line of scrimmage early on in the draft with four picks in the top 64. It just, and now they've addressed those positions without paying like the amount of money that Javon Hargrave got from the 49ers, mm-hmm. which everyone that I've talked to around the league is pretty much in agreement that Hargrave is at the top of his position right now, at least of guys that were available this offseason. And it's a understand why the 49ers spent that money, because they're a team that's, you know, in contention for a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But also, holy shit, that was a lot of money to pay a guy who's 33 years old. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's you got to look at the calculus of the whole thing, and I certainly understand the route that Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham have gone from a strategic process without, I think, overblowing that. I'm not selling you that any of these guys are Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've pushed back a little bit in the last 24 hours on how good DJ Moore actually is. I think DJ Moore's a really good wide receiver. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's top five in the NFL, though.
There's no way Carolina would have dealt him in their mind if they viewed him that way, in that deal.
Right.
It would have been straight up. We'll give you, that would be like that. Then you'd be talking about a Justin Jefferson type.
Yeah,
and he's not that. I mean, but he's a guy that helps Fields.
But good wide receivers get moved. We saw it last year with AJ Brown, Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
You know, these are guys that are you would rank higher than DJ Moore right now.
Right, but Tyreek got five picks for Tyreek.
Yes.
I mean, that was a big haul.
Yeah.
Hey, our guy Matt Gregory
thinking about Matt Gregory.
He answered this on, or Nick and Will answer this on Friday, but Hogan Carm, I want to know how much better the Bears really are.
Who the hell knows? Better.
Well, we did this yesterday with the offense. Actually, I meant to do this today with the defense, so maybe that's how we end the show here real quick.
It's a good question, by the way.
Yeah, the mailbag's not closed yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Okay, keep going with the mailbag. We'll save this for tomorrow then.
Okay.
But Matt, to answer your question, yesterday we did this with the offense, and pretty much they're even or at least slightly better at every position except right tackle on offense.
Yeah. And then running back's a little question. But
running back was like, probably even, maybe slightly lower.
Look who it is.
Not too concerning.
Oh, there he comes. We missed him so much.
$50.
Duke.
I'm totally okay being a 500 team next year because the defensive line isn't fixed, but the offense needs to be a legit top-tier offense, and if it isn't, it falls on JF1. I think he's the guy, but next year, there can be no question.
He should be. You're absolutely right, Duke. He should be taking a major step forward next year with the addition of Robert Tonyan, the addition of DJ Moore, the additions that they're going to continue to do the offensive line. And to start the show, the addition, I guess, of Deontay as well. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, look, they had to be in a position where they couldn't have any excuses for how Justin Fields played in 2023. They're making some of those moves. Now you address the offensive line, and we should see what Fields is capable of being as a passer.
Look at how my guy Kari Blasingame calling out Braggs as a fraud alert. Braggs fraud alerts out there.
Yeah, but he's also saying to, like, tell us to stop, you know, something with Duke. And I'm like, come on, Kari, if you're going to not share your new contract with us, then I don't think you have any right to tell us what to do with Duke.
Go in on Braggs. Stay away from the Duke. Yeah. That's the plan.
The Duke's the man.
Thank you, Duke.
What's left in the mailbag?
Let's see. From Mark. Oh, this is my... I want to shout out Mark.
Did you write yourself?
Yeah, I was going to say, is this from you? Did you write yourself?
No, because I don't have a French bulldog, buddy. Love your work at CSU. Listen, every day in the UK, usually the podcast while walking the dog, which is Barney, the French bulldog. Keep it up, man. So, hey, Barney, I saw Mark sent a picture of Barney to me. Dog looks amazing. Dog loves the pod. Dog gets a walk.
Barney could have been on the mailbag.
That's a bad job then.
No, don't send it to now. It's too late.
Don't send it now? Okay. All right.
You've already screwed up the mailbag stuff.
Fine. Well, that's the way we're... Sorry, Barney, but you look great out there, buddy, and thank you for listening in the UK.
Was that the last one?
That's the last one.
That was the last one. I do have a few super chats if we want to get to them now, or if you had something else you wanted to hit up.
No, let's get super chats
All right.
And end this show.
Okay. Brandon, $5. He says, you're all my favorites. Nick, Lawrence, Hogue, Carm, Braggs. Love the show, guys. Thanks for all the great content. Want you all to feel loved.
Thank you so much.
That's very nice.
Love those comments.
Yeah.
Love is...
Brandon's awesome. Every day we see you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And meanwhile, O-Rod the Mod threw us $2 to say, can we hide at Don Burr 2.0? He is a pain. Hashtag Detroit sucks. Honestly, O-Rod, Don Burr is a very loyal viewer, and I respect his opinion. And if you would like to not listen to him, you can do that yourself with those little three dots in the chat. But no, I will not be hiding him. But thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you.
Also, people can individually hide commenters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's a good thing for people to actually know. Yeah. I would like to know if we...
I think you should illuminate Don Burr and just let him get under your skin.
Obviously, we're not going to do this, though, but because we don't have the time for this. But if anybody else would like to investigate, I'm sure there's some Don Burr receipts from the season in which he's talking smack about David Montgomery. And now he loves him.
That seems like something Hendricks would like to do. I feel like Hendricks is a guy that likes to go back and Don Burr all the time.
For our chat.
All right, turkey. And Tyrone, $4.99. Poles is playing Moneyball, and we want Paris Johnson, not Peter Skoronski, please.
Okay.
There you go.
Matt Gregory, hit me up on Twitter. We'll talk. And anybody else who wants to chat, I'm available all day. I'll be doing a sidewalk show to myself for the rest of the day after we leave here.
Total Anarchy wants to know if he could individually hide Carm.
That's rude.
That's a little different. I don't know how
Nick actually did that once.
We could.
Hey, you took me out of the show, didn't you? With that?
Oh, yeah. With the pen, I erased you.
Yeah. Yep. That was messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I can do that.
We could maybe.
That was fake. That was a fake advertisement. Super Bowl.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
Oh.
Anarchy?
Rude.
New release.
I can also mute him.
As in, Carm's been released from the show.
Get this shirt here, right?
I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, we'll lose it. Okay.
Great shirt.
I miss Carm. Can you bring him back?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That didn't translate well to the podcast. Thank you for everybody watching, listening today. Please rate and review the show if you are listening to the podcast. Hit that like button. Subscribe. Diehards, allchco.com/diehard to become a diehard. And we have a special show tomorrow. The real Kari blasting game is coming on the show tomorrow.
Wow. How about that?
The real Kari.
That's right. He'll be right here with us at noon tomorrow. So make sure you are here and ready to go. Should be a lot of fun. And
Bragg's on the show tomorrow. Nick with the day off. And then Thursday, can't release it right now, but Thursday, another big show. So be there. Yeah.
We got a couple of big shows coming up the next 2 days, and you're not going to want to miss them. So we will be back tomorrow at noon. We'll talk to you then.